country.
All right, you can be the first qualifier for the staycation at Silver Mountain for the ski, surf, and stay package. You can call right now, 509-441-0999. We'll qualify folks at 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4, and you can be the first person to qualify right now, 509-441-0999, caller 7.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A monkey paints a carrot yellow and thinks it's a banana.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Well, indeed. It is time for a snack. No.
Well, that too. Sure. Rich.
Yeah. I have some almonds today.
Nice.
Do you like raw almonds?
I don't know. I like them cooked.
I mean, I guess that's what they call them, right? Just raw almonds?
Does that just mean they don't have any salt or anything on them?
No flavoring at all.
Yeah, I just had some of those.
And I used to think, yeah, they're okay. But I found them to be almost my favorite. And I do love all the flavored ones as well, but there's just something about an almond.
No, they're real good.
The way God made it.
Congratulations to Shelby, our first qualifier. Congratulations, Shelby. Well done.
Thank you. Now this. It is news time. I have some news for you. Some reminders, if you will.
Okay.
Your Gonzaga Bulldogs play tonight. It is very weird. I'm so goofed up on the days of the week.
It's 6 p.m. at the arena.
6 p.m. at the arena. Last I heard, there were still some tickets available. Is that?
That might be. That? I can work on it, certainly.
They play
Portland
mm-hmm. tonight, and yes. It's not like some big game like Kentucky or anything like that at the arena, but it is certainly, it's a good game. It's the
community
raising
cancer
money
fund,
for the community cancer fund.
That's correct.
That whole deal. So mm-hmm. if you would like to be part of it. Last I heard, there was tickets. I'm
trying to get it to load. It'll be a minute here, but I'll get there.
Logan always just blows me away how, a couple days after New Year, it's like, oh, no, yeah, let's go to that game. We'll support it. I don't care who they play. I just want to be there.
Absolutely.
So, and hopefully the Zags will put on a show tonight and make it fun for everybody who goes there, except for Portland.
Correct.
That's fair. Yeah.
That is what I would like to see.
It says not many left.
Not many left, okay.
That's what it says, yeah.
All right. So you can still maybe grab some if you would like.
Let me click on it and see. Yeah, there's not many left.
There's not many left. You can confirm that. Oh, boy. Good job, Jay.
Yeah.
There's not many left. And then one more basketball note. Did you see LeBron James, his youngest son, Bryce, who is, like a number 200 recruit or something like that. He's not brawny. And
right.
He's certainly no LeBron.
Of course.
But he's still LeBron James' son, and it's a big deal. Tommy Lloyd got him in Arizona.
Going to Arizona.
Got him in Arizona. So Tommy Lloyd will get the LeBron show in Arizona. It's just kind of interesting. I saw that and I thought, oh, I'm going to share that.
Is his youngest, I know he's like 17, but is he a junior or a senior? Which do we know? Do we know?
I don't remember, Jay. I apologize for that. And I've accidentally clicked away from it now, and I cannot tell you anything.
All right. 6'6", 180 pounds, in case you care. His birthday is June 14th.
Oh, nice. Flag day.
Unless you want to write it down or not.
Yeah. Class of 2025.
There you go.
So I guess he must be a senior then.
There you go. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, see, and I won't ever forget his birthday because I know Flag Day.
Of course you do.
Yep. Locked a memory.
What, is there a story behind this?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, unfortunate story. Then I don't want to hear it. Unless you want to tell it.
No, I think
you know what? Maybe I'll tell you for the final story of the day. But right now, Steve, I owe you an apology.
Ooh.
Oh.
I don't know what for, but I like the sound of it.
I give you a hard time about not going out and doing things, right?
Yes.
Over this break, and I know you worked a lot of it. You had a few. Did you have, 2 days off, technically?
Well, Christmas and New Year's. I mean,
And New Year's.
Yeah, so you had those two off.
Yeah.
But you didn't have a ton of time to just go screw around. But, I mean, whatever. Mm. You still could have gone out and done whatever.
Yeah.
Did you go do anything? Okay. And part of this is my fault, and this is where I want to apologize.
Well, okay. I went to the movie theater.
He did see a movie on Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas Day. Yeah. That was good.
Thank you.
And then what day was it, the first attempt, Steve, where I said, baby, get ready, Steve. You and I are going to the casino. We're going to go hang out at the casino. We're going to do whatever. You can play some wild, crazy sports bets. We can do this. We could break bread together.
That might have been Christmas Eve.
Was it? Okay. Yeah, I might believe you. I can't remember the night. Doesn't matter. So Steve and I talked about it. But yeah, okay, we're ready. And then what happens?
Well, you didn't text me back after you were taking a shower, so I assumed you fell asleep or something, and you did.
And that was correct. Yep.
So wait, you had made plans to go out with Steve, then you showered and fell asleep and didn't...
I will say, when I showered, I told him, let me shower and get going and see how I feel.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was an idiot, okay? It was a moment of weakness, and it'll never happen again. Can you forgive me?
And so it was like... I guess after I got out of the shower, I didn't feel like I should go anywhere.
Okay.
Now, the dumb part was...
I mean, you probably could have texted and said, hey, I'm not going.
Well, no, because I did not have that in my mind, Jay. I was like, oh, I'm just sat here for a second.
You just passed out.
Fell asleep, yeah.
And easily then forgotten, that's all.
Seriously.
I texted you back and said, dang it, Steve, I don't think it's going to happen tonight. I'm sorry. And you're like, dude, that's okay. No big deal. So then the next day, I was like, for sure.
On that Christmas was, Day?
No, it
what
was
do you mean
Saturday.
The next opportunity? Yeah, okay, yeah. I got you.
It was like on Saturday.
All right.
Maybe it was that Friday and then that Saturday.
It was. The one in between the holidays. Okay.
Yeah, that must have been what
back
it was.
Back to backers. And I said, oh, Steve, tonight's the night, baby. We're going to make magic. Got him all excited.
I bet.
And then I said, well, come over to my house and we're going to watch the football game that's on. Which I don't remember which one it was.
Oh,
but
that's right, because that was that Saturday.
Yeah, and it was very exciting.
BYU.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, in Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you came over, we watched that. It wasn't a great game, but whatever. No. You and I got to spend some time together, and we hadn't done that for a while. And we're just chatting it up, doing whatever, and then, I don't know, as it got later, I was like, I don't really feel like going anywhere. And you're like, yeah. It is getting pretty late, which, stop saying that.
Okay, so it was like 8:30.
It was, Jay, exactly.
No, it was later than that.
No, it was not. It was 8:30. And the reason I know is because somebody else had texted me and asked me if I wanted to do something at 9 o'clock. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Maybe it was that early.
Wow. It was.
Okay.
So you bailed on him twice over the break.
No. So
the
we
guy
were just,
you wanted to keep
no,
trying
no,
to get
no.
out of the house.
We were sitting there. I mean, I did get him out of the house.
You got least. To your house at least. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was something.
Yeah, that's a bonus.
I just wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling that good. And I thought, I don't know.
I don't feel Steve, that good. You should come over.
No, it's not like that. You can't catch heart disease.
Okay.
Well, you can't. If I'm being honest,
that's
I mean,
not
he's not going to get.
Had.
Yes, it is.
Well, I understand you
100%.
Have.
That's what I have, right? I mean,
well, I know what you
it's
have.
It's what
but
is.
Wait, this
is
sure
what
doesn't
is
sound
me.
Like an apology, right?
It's what's
no,
causing
not
me not. To, I apologize to Steve all day, but to Jay, I'm telling you, it's not anything to do with. Anything other than that, unfortunately. And so it's
You're
like
taking antibiotics for that?
Oh, I'm taking antibiotics for an infection in my I don't have an infection in my leg, but
just in case.
Just trying to make sure I don't get one.
Preventative, I got you, yeah.
What's that from?
Infection?
Yeah, what's the leg problem from?
I would imagine circulation.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not a doctor. I don't know what you're trying to get me to say.
Oh, I just didn't know if you knew because
Well, no, I'm not a doctor. I have the issue
because of the heart failure.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's
thing.
The initiation of all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it doesn't pump and it doesn't get down there and then the fluids. Uh-huh. Oh, God.
So you're sorry, though.
All this to say to Steve that I am sorry that we didn't go anywhere, but I hope that you still had some fun coming over and hanging out.
Oh, is this where you want me to respond?
I don't know. Did you have fun?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Egg and cheese biscuit vegetarian.
Kevin James.
Sounds good. I don't know about the vegetarian part, but
yeah,
I'm not
feel
against
like eating
it.
A vegetarian.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
All right, Kevin.
Oh, we've got a chance, first chance of 2025 for Steve Heskey, producer Steve, to win something from the vending machine. Or, geez, maybe even bigger.
Wow.
Maybe lunch, Steve.
He already won something today. I owe him, I think. What did I say I owed you? $1 for every right guess. He was like Karnak in here today. And I don't even know how we got into it, but somehow he was like talking about my siblings. And I said, you know what, Steve? If you can guess.
Oh, I love this.
The month that my siblings were born in, you know, there's five of us. And he's like, well, is some of them the same month? I'm like, am I going to give you any hints? And he goes, okay. I go, look, you only have 12 to choose from. Just choose a month.
It's true. And you have four siblings.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, you got a pretty good chance there.
Yeah, I don't know the odds
on that. 33%, but if they were all in different months.
Yes.
But, so I go, okay, guess. He's like, okay, August. I'm like, yes, that's correct. I give you $1. You got my my sister Marsha, boom, congratulations, you're there. He goes, okay, June. I'm like, well, that's my mother, so yeah, I'll go ahead and give it to you. He's like, two in a row. And then he goes, March. And I go, I have two siblings born in March.
Dang, Steve.
I know. It was like he was just psychic or something.
Was it Karnak?
Exactly.
It's timely.
And then he blew it after that. But he, you know, got the first four, basically.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Well, so this is, Jay, that's maybe a fun way to play it is by giving him an award, a reward, if you will,
mm-hmm.
for each one he gets right.
Okay.
Because it might be, this is going to be hard for him, I think.
Probably, yeah.
Steve, do you know history of the Jay and Kevin Show as far as our producers? I know I've told you who all of our producers were. I've told you long, boring stories, I'm sure. And how many of our producers do you think you could name? Each one is going to be worth, what are they worth, Jay? What should we do here?
I mean, are we doing points or are we doing prizes or what are we doing?
Yeah, I mean.
Points lead to prizes anyway, so.
Points lead to prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can name four.
You can name four producers?
Let's hear what you got.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, well, five including myself. Do I count
myself? Yeah, we do not count yourself.
Okay, then four.
All right.
So, obviously, Slim.
Right.
Yeah.
Who you might refer to as Sean.
That's right. True.
Mm-hmm. Then there was producer Bob.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's going in reverse order, which is pretty good so far.
Yes. Then I have, I don't know the order, though.
That's fine. Yeah.
But I'll say Leah.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And Happy.
Wow.
Is that all of them?
Yeah. That was pretty impressive.
Steve.
That was great, Steve. Well done.
Dang. Oh my, that's lunch. You deserve a full lunch.
Now, okay. We'll give you lunch for life if you can name the producer after you.
Kevin James.
I doubt that's happening, bud.
Yeah, that's a wrong guess. I'm sorry. Incorrect. No lunch for life for you. Sorry. Sorry about that, Steve.
Oh, Steve.
That's all right.
All right. Well, let's go back in time. And this is when we had producer Happy.
Mm.
Do we know his real name or do we not want to say?
James Silver.
James Silver?
Sumner.
Sumner?
Well, that's legal name. I was giving radio name.
Oh, I see. All right. My bad.
Jay, that's fine.
Yeah.
He still has your TV.
I got it back.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's right. Nice fella.
He has
absolutely.
I do think he's a great guy now. He was young. And,
I don't think maybe, he was a bad guy then.
No, he wasn't. He just maybe wasn't the best worker. And
just
I'm sure
wasn't
he
a fit. Wasn't a good fit.
He would admit that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Do we still conversate with him?
I haven't seen him forever, but I would be more than happy to conversate with him.
Yeah, get it. More than happy. Hilarious.
Yeah, and he's from the area or lives in the area.
As far as I know. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So he, good terms.
Yeah, he was working up in Sandpoint, and I don't know if that's still the case.
100 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he was the man involved in this, and Leah was sort of there on the outskirts helping out. It was Flag Day.
Uh-huh.
I wish I remembered the year. Was it the year right after? The year after 9/11?
I don't remember exactly. I probably still have the shirt, but I don't remember.
We wanted to do the Jay and Kevin human flag.
Okay.
And so the concept was...
I feel
was,
like Roberta should know this if she's listening.
We would get... Yeah, Warren has a shirt, too. He wore it not that long ago.
He did, yeah.
So here's what we did. We bought... We got all these red shirts, we got white shirts, and blue shirts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Concept was people stand in the right area, they do the right thing. Everybody kind of bends over, you know, so that your back is fully exposed with that color. Are you following
me? Yes, that makes sense. I'm following.
So now, on the ground, it looks like just kind of a mess of a bunch of weird people, but up above, it looks like a flag.
Yeah, I did this in middle school, yeah.
You did this in middle school.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume ours was maybe a little bit bigger.
I hope.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, we did it up with our school. I don't know.
Yeah. So we were at, you know, Joe Albee Stadium, whatever. We did it. It's pretty cool. People were excited to be part of it.
Yeah.
Now, the key is, and this is a long time ago where not everybody had a phone to take a picture or anything else.
I don't think it was even available, really.
I don't think so. Happy, our producer, was in an airplane, and the airplane was to fly over a couple of times.
Okay.
And they were to get all the pictures of it.
Right, aerial photos.
Aerial photos, yes.
This is basically pre-cell phone cameras, obviously no drones, none of that. I mean, we had to get a doggone plane.
Yeah.
Right. That's
a big deal.
Yeah.
How goofy is that?
And,
right?
And get Joe Albee Stadium, et cetera, and hundreds of people in their correct colored shirts. It was a big deal.
Sure. Yeah. No, that sounds pretty, actually, really intense. Yeah.
Labor intensive is what they say, Steve. Labor intensive.
Yeah. I know a little bit about that.
So everybody gets done and they're like, okay, well, the plane's gone over like four times or whatever. And we're like, yeah, thank you, everybody, for being here. Well, hugs and kisses, and everybody just goes about their day.
Yeah.
And that's that. And then Happy comes down from the plane, and he's like, dudes, we didn't get any good pictures.
What happened?
Is there any way we could do it again? No.
Well, since about 75% of the people have left.
No, there's no way to do it again. Uh-huh. I don't know what happened, Jay. Do you?
No, I have no idea. I have no clue what it was.
Because it wasn't Happy taking the pictures either.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Right?
Wasn't it someone I think he with was the taking the picture. I don't know. He might have,
I don't know. All I know is we had a couple, and they were just...
They were terrible. They were so blurry.
The worst thing ever. It's probably the maddest... I think it's the maddest I've ever been.
That's probably fair.
And, I mean, you
In
were...
In your life?
You were right there. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, at least at work.
Right, radio
with
man.
A work thing. Yeah. I can let stuff go pretty good, but that one was just like, dude, that was so
Yeah,
much
I wasn't
work
even angry. I don't know why. People. I don't know why you were so mad. I wasn't even angry.
You weren't even angry.
No. So there you go, Steve.
So there it is. That's the flag day. If you ever hear us talk about
biggest failure, I think.
Because all the listeners were supposed to get a picture from Flag Day.
Oh.
So people will call every once in a while and be like, hey, do you guys know when the flag pictures are going to be in?
Yeah,
the
that's
human flag
very funny. It's a very funny inside
it
joke
is.
That it's, now it's so old that no one probably gets it. But if you do get it, you know you've been a long timer or a lifer. But, man, yeah, that was really funny for a lot of years.
It was.
Yeah.
Hey, I did get a message from someone here, Ryan.
Okay.
He's saying another older producer or producers, this is going to be funny and maybe I just don't get it, Billy and Bryce.
Billy and Bryce were stunt guys,
never producers.
Yeah, there's a list of those too. Boy, oh boy, we could go through a lot of guys.
Right.
Producer Kyle.
Yeah,
we called him Producer Kyle, even though he was never technically our producer.
Correct. Yeah,
but
he I still talk to. But
when Producer Bob said, I am not doing any more of this crap with Dr. Silkini after being buried alive in the underwater ordeal.
Yeah.
Producer Kyle went in the stepped ice. Up and yeah. did the frozen alive.
Yeah, he went in the ice. Yeah.
Boy, you guys have done a lot of things.
Good old days. Good old days.
Imagine that now.
Radio.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Could you see Steve having pictures of a girlfriend on his phone?
Steve, have a girlfriend? What? What are we talking about?
Roberta!
Kevin James.
I'm sorry, Steve. I couldn't help myself.
I'm sorry, Steve, but humor is humor.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Been a couple of weeks since you played Beat the Show, Kev.
Yeah, it has.
No pressure.
I haven't played since last year.
Ew. Jay, what's going on?
It's another day, Jay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, let's talk about it, bud.
Are you okay? Are you starting off 2025 on a good note, bad note? What's going on there?
Indifferent.
And you're just kind of right down the middle. Is today your first day back in a while, or?
We had Tuesday, Wednesday off.
Okay. Yeah, it's not terrible. And then did you also have Tuesday, Wednesday the previous week for Christmas?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, that's a weird one, though, where you work a Monday, then you have two off, then you come back for two. It's kind of a weird one, huh?
How did you do at Christmas?
Kids had a great time.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's the important part.
What age are the kids?
7 and 12.
Okay.
Yeah, there
Still
you go.
Pretty fun age, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, let's see how we do. We got a Coyote Country beanie at stake for you here. It's beanie time, so category is New Year, I believe you said, Steve. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You want to challenge me, Jay, or do you want to challenge Kevin?
Let's do Kevin. He hasn't played in a while.
Yeah, I think
I could be rusty.
Yeah, we'll see how it works.
That's what they call you, Rusty.
Oh, Rusty Kevin. All right, well, here we go. Kevin, see you in about a minute or so.
Okay.
All right, Jay, pass if you get stuck. You know the rules.
All right, here we go, Jay, or other Jay, or
Jay on the phone.
Jay on the phone.
Yeah.
I think that's what we do. Okay, Jay and Kevin celebrating 30 years together in February, which is the same month as Groundhog Day. What's the groundhog's name?
Punxsutawney Phil.
This Beautiful as You singer will be coming to Spokane in September. Name him.
Thomas Rhett.
The one with all the resolutions was the name of an episode on what TV show?
Friends.
A new Superman movie is coming out in 2025. What is Superman's alter ego?
Pass.
Kelsey Ballerini will be in town in 2025. Who sings Cowboys Cry 2 with her?
Ooh.
That could be a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Pass.
December 31st, 2025 will take place on what day of the week?
Monday.
Do you say Happy New Year or Happy New Year's?
Happy New Year, singular.
Okay. What did we not get to?
Question four.
Oh, Clark Kent's alter ego? Oh, shoot.
Hold on for a second, Jay. Kevin! Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry. The slip of the tongue there.
Yep.
Oh, wow. That was beautiful, Steve. That was spectacular. Welcome back, Kevin.
I love it when I come back into Jay's laughter.
Oh, my.
Happy New Year.
Oh, you are really something, friend.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that was great.
I didn't ruin it, though.
Okay, if you want to say so.
All right, maybe I ruined it.
All right, Kevin, pass if you get stuck.
By the way, what is the...
New Year.
New Year.
New Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know.
Because of the whole thing.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I have a calendar.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing.
Oh, that was bad. I'm sorry. Jay and Kevin celebrating 30 years together in February, which is the same month as Groundhog Day. What is the groundhog's name?
Wow. Punxsutawney Phil.
This Beautiful as You singer will be coming to Spokane in September. Name him.
Beautiful. Thomas Rhett.
The one with all the resolutions was the name of an episode for what TV show?
The one with all the resolutions. Friends.
A new Superman movie is coming out in 2025. What is Superman's alter ego?
Clark Kent?
Kelsey Ballerini will be in town in 2025. Who sings Cowboys Cry 2 with her?
Is that Noah dude?
Is that your answer?
Pass.
December 31st, 2025 will take place on what day of the week?
December 31st, 2025. Ouch.
Right.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is a bummer.
All right.
I'm only good at those if I know the date of like a wedding.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, I have a wedding November 16th. So that's a Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I can just jump ahead, you know, 7 minutes. Seven. I didn't have that at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have done the, oh, well, it was Wednesday
this
year.
Do the math
year,
and then, yeah.
So it's a Thursday next year.
I'll see how we did here.
Okay. I'll try not to. Well, now I can give away.
You
the
can
answer.
Give the answers now.
Yeah,
you just weren't supposed to do that when we were actually playing the game. But let's see how we did.
Oh, did he give an answer?
Oh, boy.
We'll get to that in a minute. Jay and Kevin celebrating 30 years in February, which is the same month as Groundhog Day. What is the groundhog's name?
Everybody got there. Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah.
Good job, Jay, on the phone. And Kevin, it's 1-1.
Very nice.
Very nice.
This is Beautiful As You singer will be coming to Spokane in September. Name him.
That was a weird phrasing, was it not? But yeah, but I think
that one almost stumped me.
Yeah, I think you're both a momentary pause for both, and then both ending up with Thomas
Rhett.
Yeah, was it too combined?
It just sounded like a sentence, a Beautiful As You singer. It sounded like, you know, that was a description of the singer when actually it's the name of a song.
Okay.
It's fine. It worked out.
Yeah, I mean, he is as beautiful as you.
Oh, sure.
The one with all the resolutions was the name of an episode on what TV show?
And you both got Friends. Well done there.
Yeah.
All their episodes start with the one with.
Yep.
So that was a dead giveaway.
I did not know that.
Dead giveaway. Yeah.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, there you go.
That is some trivia for you.
There you go.
I had no clue.
Uh-huh.
Really? You didn't know that?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
There you have it.
That's it. That's a fun fact. I learned that not too long ago, actually, and I thought that was kind of cool.
3-3.
A new Superman movie is coming out in 2025. What is Superman's alter ego?
Okay, Jay passed on this one. Kevin, you got Clark Kent. I'll just tell you, Kevin, and on the way back, after we went through all the questions, we went back to Jay, and Steve was like, which question was it? I said, question 4. And he said, okay, what is Clark Kent's alter ego? And we both Jay on the phone and I just lost it and started lapping. Yeah. We're like, well, I think that's it. Yeah.
I got a hunch I know.
Well, I mean, at least you know. Yeah.
He really didn't have a chance to answer it, so I'm giving him a point.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean, it was one of those, they got a chance on the way back, but we lost it because you gave the answer away.
Yeah.
4-4.
Kelsey Ballerini will be in town in 2025. Who sings Cowboys Cry 2 with
her? That's a hard question.
Yeah.
I don't know if a bunch of people...
Is it Miranda? Is it... What?
It is the Noah dude. I don't think you get full credit for that. Noah Kahn is who we're looking for. Jay passed. Kevin, I'm sorry. You ended up passing, but Noah Kahn.
Yeah.
K-A-H-A-N, which is weird,
too. There's another A in there. I didn't realize that. Okay. Mm-hmm. December 31st, 2025 will take place on what day of the week?
I believe Jay said Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, time ran out.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Wednesday of this year now.
New Year's Eve will be Wednesday. Is that what you asked us? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Does it always work that day where it's just one day ahead?
Not necessarily.
I wish I knew. Well, obviously, leap year is different, but yeah, I don't know how it works, Kevin. I'm not good with it.
Yeah.
Still 4-4.
Do you say Happy New Year or Happy New Year's?
Kevin, you didn't get to that question.
I did not.
Which would have been an automatic win, but no. And Jay on the phone said year, singular. Happy New Year. It's not New Year's. There's not more than one year going on at the same time.
Yeah, I say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe that's a correct answer. 5-4 in favor of Jay on the phone.
Yeah.
So congratulations, my friend.
Yeah, good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, and what is Clark Kent's alter ego? Just for the... you know.
That is a fantastic question. I'm going to have to say Superman.
It was
Superman's alter ego? So.
Well, yeah, it was supposed to be till you asked it the second time.
Well, yeah. So, okay.
Jay, hold on for 1 second, okay, buddy?
Thank you.
Yeah, you betcha. Good work. Kevin, 4 right? That's a good return.
That's not bad, not bad.
And you had the Noah dude. I mean, that would be like a half a point on a good day.
I could not think of his last name.
I don't blame you.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Chinese food that you make yourself? Instead of, you know, obviously you can buy a prepackaged or whatever like that. But
I mean,
from scratch, kind of like, you know, you buy the ingredients, put it all together and
loosely,
do all that. Do you?
I don't know if it would even count really as Chinese food.
Do you know how to make an egg roll? Like,
oh, no.
Kevin James.
You just push it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
All right, stat of the day, Kevin. Let's go ahead and do it then. I think, you know, the time has come.
Okay. We all probably know someone who's a millionaire.
Okay.
I mean, right? We all probably know someone
now that you've
who
said
is
it,
a
yeah.
millionaire.
I mean, I know Steve Heskey.
Whether it's, I mean, if you just want to talk $1 million in net worth, I don't know. I don't know what. Isn't that what classifies as a millionaire?
I suppose that would be it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be liquid is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
So we know a lot of millionaires. Mm-hmm. Not a lot, but I mean millionaires.
Sure.
Then we know people who are really rich, like, I don't know, in the music industry or whatever.
Absolutely.
You're like, oh, wow, that's Tim McGraw's really rich. And
seems like it.
$300 million.
Yeah.
Okay. But sometimes I think it's impossible for us. We just throw out the number of billion. And we don't know any billionaires, right?
No.
Not personally.
No. Right. You know somebody who could be one, but that doesn't really count.
I don't know if I even know someone who is sniffing it.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Sniffing a billion?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Here is a stat that I saw that will really put it in perspective, how much a billion is. 1 million seconds, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take 1 million seconds. That equals out to 11 and a half days. Okay?
Okay. A million seconds.
A million seconds is 11 and a half days.
Got it. Okay.
How long do you think
a
billion is? I mean, we know a million is 11 and a half days. So
boy,
to get to a billion,
great question.
It would be how many more days to get
what do you say, Steve?
To a billion.
How about 85?
85 more days. So you're putting it 90 some days. Yeah. Okay.
10 years.
Jay's going to go 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Going with a ridiculous guess.
That's very different.
And you're still off.
Oh.
Like low off or?
Yeah, low.
Whoa.
A billion seconds is 31 and a half years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's nutty.
I mean, that puts it into perspective how much
a
billion really is.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It doesn't even make sense.
Uh-uh.
You just go, okay, that's.
So is the stat right? Is it incorrect?
Well, we don't give out incorrect stats,
the
Steve.
Stat
it's
is
not
right.
Like
what do you think I'm doing? Just making stuff up over here?
Most of the time.
It's the Jay and Kevin.
Incorrect stat of the day. Steve is always right.
If you'd like to go to omnicalculator.com, seconds to days converter, you could do it.
Oh, there you go.
There.
Yeah. Okay,
that's not where I was, but there's lots of websites that do it for you, Steve.
Yeah.
I had heard the stat the other day on TikTok or something, and I thought, I don't think I heard that right.
Yeah, that's an insane difference.
So I went back and did it, and then it was like, wow, okay. Yeah, that's how much money that is. That's why I don't know anyone sniffing it.
Right.
Yeah, that's wild.
Well, had we just won the Mega Millions, Kevin, had we only won that, it ended up being? $1.2 billion? Isn't that what it
really?
Was? Yeah.
Good night.
I mean, you'd get like $400 million of that, but.
Yeah. Again, $400 million, so much money. So much money, but it doesn't even.
It's crazy.
Yeah, a billion just laughs at it.
Right.
Like, and then to get $2 billion, $4 billion.
Yeah,
oh,
that's insane.
$136 billion, like Elon Musk.
By the way, Steve, we figured out the calendar thing. It does just move one day forward. So, like, you know, New Year's, when your question of New Year's, it just moves one day forward, except for Kevin did ask, because, you know, obviously you got to throw leap years in there.
Right.
And so then that was, what is that, 2028? That's the next.
Oh, yeah, 2028's the next leap year.
So because of that, we lose our opportunity to have a Saturday night
New Year's Eve.
So
we
2028
skip Saturday. Yeah. We just go to Friday the year before. Yep. 2027, it's a Friday, and then 2028, it's like, oh hey, Sunday.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, can't we just, you know, like change it or something?
Sure. So the next time you'll have a Saturday night, New Year's Eve, we looked it up, 2033. It's going to be a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to party like it's 2033.
Speaking of that, my wife does this thing where she does the scrapbooking stuff for each kid.
Yeah.
And each one of her students. And I think it's at the very end or at the beginning. I don't know where it is, but she has this thing printed out and says the class of, you know, the year that they graduate.
Oh, the graduate year.
Yeah. So every year that she does that, it gets so weird. Because it's 2038.
Yeah, what, are they all going to graduate in a spaceship?
I mean, it's just so bizarre. And man, I tell you what, nothing will make you feel stranger or older than when you see the graduating class of kindergartners.
Right.
So bizarre.
2038. So is that what it is?
That's what it is, yeah.
And that's what my granddaughter is.
And it looks so weird in writing. Weird. It's just bizarre, yeah.
You know, a friend of mine had, they get like a shirt of their graduating year in kindergarten.
And
he had his shirt that said, you know, graduating class of elementary school, middle school, and then high school with the year.
All on one shirt?
All on one shirt. And they give it to you so it's like big, you know, when you're a kindergarten.
So you grow into it. Yeah.
Yeah. And he had it. He kept it until high school.
No way.
That's impressive.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, I had Warren also look up the, since we're doing facts and stats, and he said he looked at his human flag shirt, and this is what he said. It was between 96 and 98.
So 97?
That's what I said. I'm like,